Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. On today's show, let Johnny Muzumichi show you how to turn your pain into passion. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, on today's show, we have Johnny Muzumichi. Now, I know that's an Italian last name. I butchered it 12 times before we started, but Johnny is very nice, and he said it's okay. So anyway, he is currently in Sydney, Australia, and he's a personal trainer. But what's really unique about Johnny is that he has two Facebook groups. One is very intimate, and it's called The Separation and Survival for Men. And the other one is larger, and it's called Man Speak. What John does is he helps men during separation and divorce to move forward for their friends, their family, their kids. And in his group, he helps to communicate the male perspective to women. So, Johnny, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, you know, we kick off the show with a quote. Did you bring something meaningful to you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, yes. Well, something that I can relate to with the communication side of it. So the quote that I actually have is, the best thing about speaking the truth is you don't have to remember what you said.
Yeah, that's great. How do you connect with that?
I just think it's a whole, the outcome that I want to improve is communication. So I feel it all comes down to just speaking the truth. And I think where a lot of people stumble with their communication is they're trying to remember stories that they've told. And if they can't remember it, you know, obviously it's a lie. And that's when trust starts to go. And when trust starts to go in a relationship, it's going to end.
John, tell us what your passion exactly is and where it began for you.
Okay. So my passion is to help with the communication between men and women. And like I said, my big passion is to help men during separation and divorce. And that's the men who have actually been left. And it comes from a personal background because I've gone through separation and divorce myself. And it wasn't until I was out of the relationship that I realized what actually happened with the communication. And I was the guy who actually had been left. And I think what I had to struggle with that first month was not only our partner leaving and not having her around anymore, but also I had two young kids at the same time. And my little boy was just under one and my girl was two. So it was a lot to deal with at the start. And I found that the best thing that I did was I got a life coach myself within that month after it happened, and she just helped me improve my communication. That was the biggest key for me. I think I just took ownership. I didn't play the victim, and I just moved forward. And I had to do that because I had not only was it for me, but, again, it was for my two kids as well. It was an adjustment. But in the day, it was the best thing that I did. And I think that if I can share that experience with other people going through that, you know, and not jeopardize that emotional side of the stuff, because it's very easy to get caught up in that emotional state and do things or say things that you're probably going to regret down the track, and just think of the big picture in the end. So that's what my personal background comes from. And with my Man Speak page, what I would like to do is help the women with their communication with their man. So if I can do that, if I can help the women understand their man better, better, then the chances of separation and divorce is going to minimize. I know I can't help everybody, but in the day, if I can help a lot of couples out there stop the chance of getting separated and divorced, then in the day, there's going to be less families out there broken, and there's going to be less kids out there. They're going to have to deal with two separate parents.
So you took pain that you were feeling and you turned it into a passion is what happened.
100%.
And so, I mean, that's a big step when you're in the midst also of going through your own emotions and your own challenges to say, you know what, I want to get people together who are experiencing the same thing and try to help them communicate in a way that can make their situations maybe less painful. Did you have any kind of hesitations or challenges making that step to do that, to create your group Manspeak?
No, not at all. It came as a bit of a surprise when it all started, because when I was starting to do my journey to help the men during separation and divorce, I was starting to connect with a few women during my coaching journey. And what I felt is when I was sharing some insights from a man's side, they were resonating with it. And the more I kept on coaching a few women, the more it came to an understanding that, hey, the women are leaving the men because they're not understanding their man. I'm not saying what the man's doing is right, but if I could help that side of it where the women makes the women understand their men a little bit more better, then it can improve relationships. So that's the way that the Manspeak group came about.
Tell me about your group in general, and is there any instance that has kind of stood out for you?
Okay, so the Manspeak page is basically, it's where women get to, I suppose, vent, but also it's insights coming from a man view, which is myself. Now, everything, stuff that I put on the page isn't all from my personal experience or from me. It's just what men are thinking out there in general and the way that men see women. And this could be from a dating side. This could be from during the relationship or towards the end of a relationship. Basically what I do on a daily basis, I would mix it up a bit. I'll either give a man's view or I would ask the ladies a question or just post something like a social media page. One that I posted about 2 weeks ago, the women went to town with it. They just said, you know, we don't think that, you know, that's offensive. And it wasn't something that I wrote personally myself, but it's what's out there on social media. I guess the women have to understand, not every man thinks that way, but it's out there on social media for a reason. And that's the way men do think. Not all of them, but there is men out there. And I think women are surprised because they see it that way, but it is that way.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes I don't want to be in the headspace of a man. I don't want to know all the time what they're thinking because I just don't. Does that make sense?
Because you're overthinking, you're overanalyzing, you know? Yeah. Where a guy doesn't do that. A guy doesn't overanalyze things where women do.
Yeah. So it would bother me, I think, if I knew. I can't explain exactly what I mean by that. But whether it's if I'm so invested in something and I want my husband to feel the same way, or if, I don't know, I just think sometimes, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think sometimes it's better I don't know what he's thinking all the time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I think it goes for both sides. Do you know what I mean? We're still our own person in the end of the day. And yeah, I totally get that. I totally get that. I think being a part of a relationship is feeling comfortable enough to open up when you want to open up.
Right. And you don't know all the time. You don't need to know all the time.
No. And I think where guys fall down the wayside is when a woman does want to speak to them, a guy tries to analyze it and try to fix it for them. But the woman doesn't want the guy to fix their problem. They just want them to listen, you know what I mean, and be there for them. So I think – and that's one instance where the you know, the language or the communication is different between a man and a guy. Not a man and a guy, a man and a woman. That, you know, the guy thinks he has to rescue his woman all the time, but she just wants to be heard, listened.
Right. And seen. Yeah. And seen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What do you think you've learned about yourself through all of this?
I've learned a fair bit, to be honest with you. One thing I've learned, I'm stronger than I thought I was. I know that might be cliche, but I didn't think I was as strong as I was. And coming from a parent point of view, like I was a stay-at-home dad before the separation, and I thought I loved my kids. But going through a separation with kids, that's just magnified. And I felt like I've become a better dad out of it all from a personal side of it. And I've learned a lot about the way that I'm going to a new relationship. So, you know, when that does happen, I've learned a lot about how it should look. I'm not because I'm going to get it right, but I feel like my communication and my willingness to open up is definitely better than it was before.
You know, one of the things that we are motivating my listeners to do right now is they're hearing your story and they're hearing the circumstances you experienced and how you took your pain and you moved forward with it and you created something out of it.
Yeah.
Is there a resource that you could recommend for my listeners that could kind of move them in a similar direction?
Yeah, there was one book that I read, and it was The 5 Love Languages. That was a really good book. It just kind of made me understand the different types of feelings that people do have, you know, the way that we speak. That was definitely one that resonated, because I think when you're going through something like that, you're trying to find answers. You're always going to find the answers, but I think it's about understanding how someone else thinks, because we're not always going to be on the same wavelength at all. And that was one book that I read that was really good. A second book by a lady by the name of Vanessa Talbot. She released a book called Extraordinary Beings. And the good part about this, it was just a book had different stories about different situations that women experienced. And when I read it, even though it wasn't all about relationships, it was just about people who were going through their struggles and coming out of the other side. Going through those early stages of separation, divorce, it just gives you that little bit of hope that, you know what, it's okay to feel this way and to move forward.
Okay, so this part of our show, Motivate Me, Express to Success, 60-second responses or less, because I believe, Johnny, in order to get people to act, they first need to envision this for themselves. They need to then explore what it would take and then execute a plan. So for you, you took your pain, you created something with it. Yeah. So in order for people to do that, what should they envision? You know, for me, I see you right off the bat, how creating this group has brought so much into your life. Like your home, whether you have your kids there or you're missing your kids, and you have this to turn to and this group of people to interact with. So for somebody to take pain and create something with it, what should they envision for themselves?
I suppose a long-term result, how would they like to see themselves in the long term? And one thing that goes through my head is that don't think of the short-term result, think of a long-term goals. So you're going to deal with everyday life and stuff definitely through separation, divorce, and just think of the long term. That was my something that I always thought during the early stages, what I actually wanted to achieve out of it all. I had to explore is just to touch base and to talk to people who have gone through the situation and just see how they dealt with things. I think that's very important, because when you're in the midst of it yourself, you know, your head can be very noisy and you can't think straight. So I think touching base with people around you is definitely a good thing to start off with, and just explore different situations and go through that as well.
So to execute a plan.
The first step would be to recognize where you've gone wrong. I think that's, you can't move forward unless you've recognized what's happened in the past. Because then if you're not going to recognize what's in the past, you're just going to play the victim the whole time. And once you've recognized, I suppose it's awareness. And if you can be aware, the first step is awareness for me.
I just was thinking about how the tone of your group would be very, very different if you were playing the victim and if you were placing blame and if you were not taking responsibility and if you didn't have your sights set on the future. The tone of your group, it would be very different, and it would not have that kind of lighthearted, open, communicative space about it.
Yeah, but it'll be just one of those pages that you just, you know, people banter and, you know, want to bag the other person out or say, poor me, poor me. But it's not about that. It's about, I think in any sense, the only way you're going to move forward from any situation is to recognize how it happened at the start and to take ownership, especially with relationships. Like, it's, you know, it takes two people for it to end. It's not about what the other person was feeling or saying. It's how you did it yourself. And the sooner you can come across to thinking how you've done something or how you've played your part in the relationship to end, or, you know, you feel like it's ending, you know, it comes down to yourself. And in the day, if it does end, you've got to look back at yourself. You know what, I've done everything that I can do and I'm happy with, you know, how it went. And because from a personal side of it as well, like the first 6 months for me, you know, I was trying to repair the relationship. So the only way I was going to repair the relationship was to recognize what I did at the start. Because if I didn't know what I did at the start, then I was just going to be keeping doing the same thing and it was never going to happen. And, you know, with me doing that, there wasn't a chance 6 months later that, you know, for the relationship to kind of go, you know, get back together. But I felt at that time when it was happening that I was a different person, because the journey that I went through, it never ended up being, you know, we never ended up getting together, because in the day I knew what I was after and I wasn't that same person that I was 6 months beforehand.
Isn't that amazing how quickly we can change like that?
Yeah, exactly. And I changed for the good. And it wasn't feedback that I gave myself. It was feedback that other people were giving me. You know, I just respected myself a little bit more. And I felt like towards the end, myself, my thing though is I just lost myself towards the end as a person. You know, looking 6 months after, yeah, I definitely was a different person. There's no doubt about it.
So what kind of closing advice could you give?
On relationships?
Well, closing advice would be on taking pain and turning and creating something with it.
Yeah, so probably my advice would be is to recognize, like I said, probably recognize what has happened, and then from what you know, is just use that to move forward. Move forward not only for yourself but for the people around you. So my advice would be once you've recognized where you've gone wrong is to find ways to move forward. And I always say to people, there's no such thing as fail. There's only feedback. So when something's gone wrong, you haven't failed at anything. It's just life giving you feedback. And how you take that feedback is totally up to yourself.
Excellent. Okay, so contact information. I know people can look up Manspeak on Facebook.
Yeah.
They could also look up you on Facebook, right?
I certainly can.
Which is Johnny.
Yep.
M-U-S-U. Yep. M as in Mary, E-C-I, which I'm going to make sure that I put all this information in today's show notes.
Yep.
What is your email address that you'd like to share?
My last name is muzamichi.john@gmail.com.
Okay. And you're a part of our Motivate Me Ultimate Support System, so people can reach out to you there as well.
Definitely. Definitely.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And oh my gosh, those two little baby faces, your kids are the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I keep on getting that. So yeah, they're amazing. They're amazing. And I think when you do have your kids around you, you get lost in that and you become a kid yourself. And yeah, they're definitely a big motivator for me. I want them to remember me as a strong person and, you know, a person with integrity. And that's definitely something that I've been trying to do the whole time.
That's awesome. That's great. So, Johnny, thank you so much for coming on the show. I know this conversation is different than the majority of the conversations that I have, but you know what? So many people are experiencing this, and I just love how you took your pain and created a passion and how it's positively impacted your life and the lives of others.
Yep. Yep. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. It has.
Listeners, this is your go-do for today. What Johnny and I would like you to do is sit down, really assess your pain. Where can you take responsibility in it? And how can you push out into the world to help others? That's it for today. Please remember, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.